Get that and heaps more anytime, anywhere.
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.
Sitting down at night watching The Bachelorette with my fiance. Yep, we're sitting down watching The Bachelorette. It honestly, for the most part, just does my absolute head in because it seems ridiculous. But in saying that, it does have spots of pure entertainment just because of the sheer stupidity of most of it. But last week, there's a guy by the name of Ryan, and the bachelorette is Angie. She seems like a genuine, really nice chick. And Ryan seems to have fallen deeply, deeply in love with her. But he really didn't know how to tell her that. And have a listen to this. He's just circling around way too hard.
Coming on here, like, I knew that I liked you before I came on here. I was pretty vocal about that. And I know it's been such a short time, but...
Is he going to say it?
I just see you as everything that I look for in a dream girl.
He's going to say it.
I just cannot fault you in any aspect. And like, heart on my sleeve, I'm dead set falling for you so hard. Yeah, just dead set on you, hey. You make me so bloody happy. It's ridiculous. You're amazing.
Yeah, I'm just dead set on you, hey. Yeah, you're a fair dinkum, Sheila. Yeah, on your cobber. Yeah, you're like a snag on bread. Yeah, feeling ya. Feeling ya.
Get up with JB.
On Mount Isa's Hit 102.5.
And I've got to say thank you to one of my workmates, Gabby. She did a beautiful thing for me. Now, for anyone who knows me, you would know when it comes to beef jerky.
Really, the only word for it is...
I obsess over beef jerky. I'm a bit of an addict. When I have my hands on beef jerky, I will eat it to the point that I am a little bit sick. I obsess over beef jerky, my favorite treat. And Gabby, the other day, her boyfriend, or her fiance actually, Nev, he got a big batch of beef jerky himself. And she went to him and said, "Can I take some into work for JB?" I know, what a sweetheart. How thoughtful for Gabby to think of me, and how thoughtful of Nev to say, yes. He got me together a pretty big bag of beef jerky. So I was psyched. I've rocked up to work. She's gone, "Here, this is from Nev." What a beautiful thing. Warmed my heart so much. The issue unfolded when I've gone and forgotten to take the beef jerky home. Now, it was in a sealed bag. I thought this would be all fine. But it turns out it wasn't. I put it in my drawer at my desk. I thought it'd be okay. This is the same drawer I put my headphones in that I use every single day. It was sitting in there over the weekend, and I've come on in here, and somehow, as soon as I opened the drawer, the scent of the beef jerky was imminent. It was strong, and I've put my headphones on. I'm sort of sniffing about. I don't know where it's coming from. Yeah, the smell of beef jerky has infiltrated my headphones, and I tell you what, I didn't know Monday could get any better.
Get up with JB.
On Mount Isa's Hit 102.5.
It's something I like to do on a Monday morning. Straight up, shake out anything that's annoyed us. If you've been peeved off over the weekend, maybe last week, I like to brush it off and get the week started on a positive note. So we do good morning to everyone except. Yep, this is a segment where I like to just single out maybe people, places, situations, or things that have really peeved you off over the weekend and just shake them out. Put them out into the atmosphere. Get rid of them and start the week positively. The calls flooded through earlier on 13, 12, 16. And we have Sandra from Happy Valley who's called through. Sandra, who do you want to say good morning to everyone except?
Hey, JB. I just want to say good morning to everyone except for those people who reply to all staff emails.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, 100% agreed. I had someone do that the other day. Two people had a complete discussion. There were 50 people on the email. It's a no-go zone. Yep, good morning to everyone except those ones. Who else we got on 13, 12, 16? James is called through. James at Sunset. Mate, who do you want to say good morning to everyone except?
Well, it's Monday morning and good morning to everyone, you know, except those people that go to the front of the queue and just snoop around on the menu while they're up at the register. Come on. What are you doing?
Exactly. Especially when it's a long queue. You've had 10 minutes to peruse everything that's on the menu, like if you're at Macca's or something. But no, they wait until they get the front. Then and ah. Fair enough. All right. Good morning to everyone except the people who reply to all staff emails and the people who peruse the menu at the front of the queue. If you have any more you want to throw in, 13, 12, 16.